We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and Met Hashem, the last blot in Masechta Pesachim. And we are beginning Kuf Chof Amud Bey is two dots from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah, Pigel Vahanoisar Metameh Sidayim. Both Pigel and Noisar are Metameh Sidayim. The Rabban Digdin, and the Gemara will explain why the Rabban decided that to make Tumma on Pigel and Noisar. Besides the Issa Achila, there's a Tumma if someone touches it. Rav Huna Rav Chista, we had this Gemara earlier on in the Masechta. We had this Gemara on Daf Pehe. Rav Huna Rav Chista, Chad Amma Mishum Chashtei Kahuna. One of them says that the reason why they made it Zeri is because of the Kahanim who are Choshush to make something pigle on purpose. V'chad Amma Mishum Chashtei Kahuna because of the Kahanim who are lazy. And we'll see that that's not really a Machlokes. One's going on pigle and one's going on Noisa. We'll see in a second. And Chad Amma Kazayis, Chad Amma Kabei. What's the Shear that's Matame? One of the Amma said that the Shear is Kazayis already, Kazayis of Noiso or Kazayis of Pigel is Matame. The other man the Amma says, no, the Shear is a Kabeya. That's the Shear that's Matame, the Kayin. Zok the Gemara, Gemara explains that Chad Tani is Amachlik. The first part is Amachlik. Chad Tani a Pigel, Chad Tani Noiso. One of the reasons is going on Pigel, one of the reasons is going on Noiso. Man the Tani a Pigel, Shem Chash Tekuna. The one who's going on pigel, he says the reason is because of the chashtei kahuna, which the Rashbam explains in his first pshat, that the chamum geizer that they shouldn't make something pigel on purpose to be mafsed the bialim. Let's say they don't like the bialim who came, and they have an idea. They're going to come, the bialim will come, they'll make his carbon posel. It won't be good carbon. And they'll say they were shagig. And the halach is that if a kohen makes something pigel of mazid, he's chayav to pay for it. But if he does a shoygig, he's not chayav to pay for it. He'll do it on purpose, and he'll claim that it was a shoygig. And if he claims it was a shoygig, he won't have to pay for it. And what he'll do is he'll make the bialim have to bring another carbon. So he'll get the bialim back, and therefore, because of that, we said that's tummy. And the kohen, even if he wants to get someone back, he doesn't want to become tummy himself. Then he can't do avoid the rest of the day, and he has to go to the mikvah. So therefore, it's not kedai for him to do it. Therefore, we made that it's matamah the person. There's another pshat in Rashi which the Rashbam slogs up. Man the tani anoiser, the man was going anoiser mishum atzde kuna. The reason is it's going anoiser, and the reason why he said it's tami is we don't want them to be lax in eating the kavanas. We want them to eat them quickly before it becomes nicer, because if it doesn't become tami, so they'll say yeah, they'll take it easy, and they won't for sure be makbet to eat it on time. Therefore, to make them be more zorus, to go quicker and to make sure they eat it, be careful to eat it, we said that makes a person tame. makes a kohen tame, akban. Charama kazayis charama kabei. This is machlokes. Mandam kazayis. Mandam says that kazayis is matam other people, kisura. Just like the isur to eat is kazayis, same thing as tumas kazayis. Mandam kabei to tumasa. Just like a din, tumma usually needs a tumas oichlin to matam acherim, zikha needs a beya, for sure needs a size of a beya. So since usually, Tumah needs the size of a bayah. Here, also needs the size of a bayah. One of them says it goes basa the Isser. One of them says it goes basa the Tumah, and therefore the Shir is Kebayah. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, last Mishnah Masech Pesachim. Biruch Birchas HaPesach, Potah Shal Zavach. Biruch HaShal Zavach, Le Potah HaShal Pesach, Devi Rabbi Shmuel. Like the Rashbam explains, that there's a bracha, when you eat the Karim Pesach, there's a bracha. The bracha goes, Baruch Ata Hashem Alekinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisa V'tzivonu Lechol HaPesach. Other Rishonim say the bracha a little different, that the bracha is Al Achilas Pesachim. And we know this is a big discussion always, when you say Le, when you say Al, but by Pesach, L'maisa, it's Machlokes to Rashbam and Rashi over here had to learn. Rashi says Al Achilas Pesachim. And the Rashbam learns Lechol HaPesach. There's another zavach that you bring that night, and pashtus it means like the Rashbam first pshat. It means the chagigas yodalad, and that also needs a bracha. That bracha is a bracha asher kishonim tzivanu lechal zavach. So you have two brachas to make. So the Rabbi Shmuel says you made a bracha on the Pesach and patas a shal zavach, but if you make a bracha on the zavach, it's not patas shal Pesach because the Pesach is more chashuv. So its bracha is kailul includes the zavach. Mashenkin the bracha on the zavach not include the Pesach. That's what it says now, Mr. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, no, loizu b'terezu, loizu b'terezu. One's like the other one, one's a bracha on the Zavach, one's a bracha on the Pesach, and one bracha is not part of the other bracha.
How did Rabbi Shmuel come into practice?
Why? Oh, bam b'kashas, I mean, let's begin. L'chayra, when Mordechai is asking, bam b'kashas, he's saying, L'chayra, you always eat the chagiga first. Because you have to eat the Pesach al Saiva. Why do you bring Chag Yisrael Dalet? In order to eat al Saiva. So you always brought that first. So how is it possible ever that the Brichas of Pesach Patash al Zevach? So it's two pshat my son in Rishonim to answer this kasha. One teretz is, the Arzurah answers, Amar de Chish from here. You see from here, even after you do the mitzvah, you're letting make a bracha after the mitzvah. We know, that's our minute, that after you make the mitzvah already, you can't make a bracha anymore. You shake a lulav, then you start to make a bracha. It's too late. You can't do that anymore. Here, Arzurah says from here, it's mavuyer, that you can make a bracha after the mitzvah. Here, about you ate the ready chagiga. And then, now you make eating the Pesach, the bracha, you really have to make a bracha on the Zavach also. Kamash Lon, the bracha of the Pesach patters that.
But that would make sense if you're saying, I'll not live.
Why? Because that's because it's always been before. Yeah, it's true. So the Arzurua says that you can make a bracha even afterwards. That's one teretz. The other teretz is that the Tzlach really answers, really, Maram Chalava also answers this, that by Pesach, the minig was, they used to eat the carbon Pesach the whole entire Suda. They just left over one kezayis to eat ala soiva. They ate the carbon Pesach earlier on in the Suda. Just they didn't. They didn't eat. They left one kezayis to eat at the end of Al-Saiva. So they made a bracha al Pesach by beginning already because it doesn't make sense after you eat it already to make a bracha. Like we had a few times svara by Mara, by Chmata. You know, not Mila Kresa. Then you make the bracha. So therefore, that was the case. They made the bracha because you ate some of the Pesach before. It's a big tradition, like from a Rambam like that. That you ate the Karm Pesach before the last Karm Pesach was eaten Al-Saiva. There's a third. What?
Like that, you can eat compote with your Abi Kamenmaster.
Right, because you don't. That's not the ikamit. The ikamit is al soiva part. Echanami. The third pshat that I heard, but I could not find it in the Rishonim. I couldn't find this pshat in the Rishonim. The third pshat that there's a big that what's the halacha if you have ikar and tafel? The halacha is that the ikar part is a tafel. That's the halacha. Let's say you have cereal and milk. The halacha is the bracha of the cereal is pat as the milk. That's the halacha because ikav atafel. What happens if you start drinking the milk? You have this bowl here in front of you. You start drinking the milk. What bracha do you make on it? So it's a big shayla. Do you make a bracha of shahak on that? Or do you make the bracha of a cereal on it because the mice is a tafel? So this shira, I heard this, someone saying that if from here it's muchach, that you can make a bracha on the ikar before you even eat the ikar. So here, Avadim is eating the chagiga, but he made the bracha on the Pesach, and that will pater because that's the ikar over here, the ikar and tafel. That's what I'm tied up. I didn't find this pshat in the Rishonim anywhere, and this Magachir was saying it's a Rishon. So since I didn't find it, so I wrote on Sarmigar in parentheses until I find the Rishon. But like upon him, that's a third pshat in the Mishnah that what the case was, how you ate the Pesach before. What's the case? The bracha on the Pesach was before the Zavach. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Because Tim Tzolaymar, when you ma'ayin in the words in the Machlokes really of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Dibra Rabbi Shmuel is Zrika b'klal Shvicha, v'loy Shvicha b'klal Zrika. So the way the Rashbam explains is that the Gemara in Perek Beishamay, Masechta Zvachim, Rabbi Shmuel tells us, where's the Makar for the Dam on Mizbeach by Pesach? We know there's a Chatos that goes onto the corners, the four corners of Mizbeach with your finger. All other kabbanis are zrika. Zrika means you take the vessel that holds the dam and you spritz it on two sides of mizbeach. And shtayim shem arba goes on two sides, two corners. The two corners you spritz it on it with. It's called zrika with the keli, this utensil that you make a zrika for. The question is, what do you do by Pesach? Do you do zrika? Do you do matano? Yeah, fingers. What's the halakha there? So Rav Shmuel darshins that there's a third way of doing the dam, and that's by Pesach. It says in the pasuk that the dam zvachecha yishafech. So he learns up that pasuk is going on Karm Pesach. That Karm Pesach needs shvicha, and shvicha is different than zrika. Zrika means you stand far away and you throw it, you spritz it. Shvicha means you stand right near the mizbeach and you pour it on the wall of the mizbeach and it rolls down to the yisoid. That's what shvicha means. And only is one matana of that, one shvicha. And that's the halacha by Pesach, that Pesach is b'shvicha, according to Rabbi Shmuel, and it's not on dam zvachecha yishafech. And that's Rabbi Shmuel's shita. Now, the Gemara is saying, if you're Rabbi Shmuel, since it's b'shvicha, he holds, the way the Rashbam learns, that the pasuk dam zvachecha yishafech also tells us that any carving to b'shvicha works as well. It's kosher as well. Tosfos doesn't like that, because it's the same pasuk. Can't teach us the Makar for Pesach and then teach us also the makar, the evi karv is a gubah shvicha. So Tais is a little different. There's a svara that mali zrika marach and mali shvicha makarv. The shvicha makarv for sure is better, and therefore shvicha works. So he's saying, if you have a shmal, zrika b'chal shvicha, lo shvicha b'chal zrika. Because the same idea, like just like we said, that the Birchus HaPesach is more chashuv than the Birchus HaZevach, saying also the Zrika of the Pesach, which is Shvicha, is more chashuv than the one we do by Zevach, and therefore it automatically includes Yena Zrika. That means if you do a Shvicha by other Kabbalahs, it works. So just like in our Mishnah was saying, the Birchus HaPesach pater Zevach, same way the Shvicha of a Pesach would pater other Zevach. Shtim to Leima, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Zrika b'chal Shvicha, v'lo Shvicha b'chal Zrika. But if you do a Zrika by Pesach, it won't work. Just like the Bracha of Zevach won't work by Pesach, the same idea. Rabbi Kiva, lo Shvicha b'chal Zrika, v'lo Shvicha b'chal Shvicha. No, every karma has their own way and you can't do different. And the Rashbam explains that Rabbi Kiva also holds that you need Shvicha. And even though, so it's because he says that the only one you find that by Pesach and Yitzrika is Rabbi Yossi, like Lilian. He's a Shita Yechida. He learns that from Es Domam Tizraik, which is we had before, Daf Samach Dalam and Beis, when Marav from Bechar, from Es Domam Tizraik, that needs Yitzrika. But he says that's Das Yechida. So Rabbi Kiva learns that also needs Shvicha, but he holds that the one is not part of the other one. Each one has their own way of doing it, and just like by the bracha, each bracha is its own bracha, the same thing when it comes to shvicha and zrika, each matana is its own matana. Look at the Gemara Baita. Rav Simloi iklol opinion aben. Rav Simloi went to a opinion aben. What's opinion aben doing over here in Arvi Pesachim? So the Rashbam explains, since the Mishnah is talking about two types of brachas, when one person, you know, Chagiga bracha and a Pesach bracha, wanted to say a story about Pidyon HaBen that needs two brachas. But other Achrayim, the Ben Yehuda, and others say that Pshat is that just like the whole Karm Pesach is about Pidyon of Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim, so therefore, same thing, that's like Pidyon HaBen. The Ben is the B'nai B'chayri Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is like the firstborn, and just like the Eivishta took us all out of Mitzrayim. That's what Pesach is all about. Same thing. We'll talk about Pidyon HaBen. Rav Simloi iklal Pidyon HaBen. Rav Simloi went to Pidyon HaBen. Bo, when they asked the Mishaila, he walked in. The Rav walked in. They asked the Mishaila. Said Pshita Pidyon HaBen. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvayusav V'tzivanu Pidyon HaBen. That's Pashut that the father makes a bracha. Avi HaBen Mevarach. The father makes a bracha. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvayusav Pidyon HaBen. That's Pashut. But we know it's not a bracha you make. You make two brachas by Pidyon HaBen. I'll Pidyon HaBen, and also make a bracha of Shechiyonu. Now, Agav, why don't we make a Shechiyonu by, our minig Ashkenazim is, we don't make a Shechiyonu by a bris. Why not? Why make the Alamila and the Shechiyonu? So one pshat is Al-Tzar Dinuka. Another pshat is because, the Rishonim says, another pshat is because it's not so rare. A Pidyon HaBen is very rare, therefore make a Shechiyonu. A bris, as much as, you know, it's one of the biggest mitzvahs we have, but it's still very common to have a bris. Every boy is not a Pidyon HaBen. What? Yeah, but Pidyon HaBen, not so common. It's not so common because you have to have a firstborn and it can't be a Kohen or a Levi, and the mother of the baby can't be a Bas Kohen, Bas Levi. Therefore, it's very.
And it can't be a
Yitzhak. A lot of different things. And therefore, it's more rare. So that's why, I think that's Tysus Pshat, why you don't make a Shechinah. I'll upon him. So the bracha is that your bracha you make is a Pidyon HaBen. That Avi Aben makes. What about the Shechiyonu? Who makes that bracha? Baruch Shechiyonu v'kimaru v'giyonu zman hazeh. Who makes that bracha? Kayim mevaruch? Does the Kayim make that bracha? Oy, Avi Aben mevaruch. Or does the father make a bracha? And the Gemara explains what's the shaila. Kayim mevaruch, the kamati anol yadeh. The Kayim makes the bracha because he's the one getting the anol. He's getting the five shkolim, the five selah. He's getting the five selah. It's a lot of money. So he's making Shechiyonu. Oy, Avi Aben mevaruch, the kavah mitzvah, doing the mitzvah. So loy Avi yadeh, he didn't know the answer. Now, Frank the Rashba and the Chuvis, Chelik, Aleph, Simon, Shin, Lam, and Ches, he asked, what's the big deal? They both make a Shechiyonu. The Kayin's making money. And the Avi Ben making the mitzvah. They both make a Shechiyonu. So it's a small stick, a small Chuvis. There's two truths. One third he says, when you get money, you don't make a Shechiyonu. He says, every time the Kayin gets matana with money, you don't make a Shechiyonu. Oh, the Shaila is here, it's the mitzvah. The Shechiyonu is the mitzvah. Who is the Baal HaMitzvah? Is it the Kayin who is accepting the money? Or is the Avi Ben who's giving the money? That's the Shaila. Who's the Baal HaMitzvah? This exchange, who does? That's Rav's first teretz. The second Teretz Razbatayin is that you can't make the same two brachas on the same Maisa. He says, for example, let's say someone, when he goes to the store and he buys a brand new suit. So you make a shachar, a new suit. So maybe the Meichel also should make a thing, he just got $300 for his Armani suit. He should make a bracha $300. Maybe he should also do that. Maybe he should also make a bracha. Teretz says, you don't make the same bracha on one Maisa, you don't make the same bracha. That's a Rashba second Teretz. Suit two seven two is a Rashba. So therefore, the Gemara Shaila is who makes the Shechiyonu, the Avi Ben or the Koyed. So Lo Avi Yode, he didn't have shat. Also, Shal Bei Medrasha. He went and asked in the Beis Medrash. On Malay, they told him, Avi Ben Mevarich Shtayim. Mai said, the Avi Ben makes two brachas. Asher Kishom says, Avi Ben, and the second bracha of Shechiyonu, and that's the two brachas that they make. And Met Shem will stop over here to leave the Olam for Siyim, especially if people want to see him Becharis. Mazel tov, everyone who finished Masechtas Pesachim, Gevaldik Masechta, and Hashem, tomorrow's shiur will be on Masechtas Shkolim.